Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, Star Child, and we have a very special co-host that's going to really be breaking things down for us about what the divine energy really is. We have research scientist and inventor Tom Palladino, who has developed a breakthrough technology based on the work of Nikola Tesla that uses quantum scalar energy to bring the body back into balance and devitalizes pathogens all at the same time, with results that are truly unprecedented. Join us tonight on the Divine Energy Radio Show and discover the primal energy of the universe and how it can help your body and your pet's body. Tom Palladino, may I welcome you tonight?
Thank you. Great to be here once again.
Well, we're really excited to hear about your discoveries and your technology and what you're doing. We're very curious, and also we have callers that would love to call in and tell about their personal story with your technology and the divine energy that it beams out to them. And so if anyone is listening that is one of those precious individuals, here are the numbers that you will call to join us on the radio. We have 888-627-6008. And also, a direct line locally is 530 area code 413-5011. And I'll go over those one more time because we so want you to join us and tell us your story. And if you have any questions, we would love to hear them. That's 888-627-6008 and 530-413-5011. And so without any further ado, we'll ask the gentleman at the panel to do let us know when a call comes in. But Mr. Palladino, we're so fascinated by what you're doing. It's out of the box. It's nothing standard. And the people would love to hear from you about what you're up to and how you're impacting lives.
Sure. First, again, thank you for the introduction. I work people exclusively with scalar energy. Now, let me set the groundwork. There are two energies in the universe. We have electromagnetic energy, and everybody's familiar with that spectrum. That's electricity and magnetism. I work with a different energy. I work with scalar energy. And that really is still a mystery to so many people. People do not understand that there's two energies. Hence, there is, if you will, still this esoteric veil that many people have in reference to scalar energy. Scalar energy, simply put, is the energy of the stars. The stars of our universe produce scalar energy. Scalar energy is all around us, but we simply haven't learned yet how to tap into scalar energy. We haven't learned how to control it. Well, to my good fortune, I have learned how to control scalar energy. And with that, I am able to do things with scalar energy that you cannot do with electricity. Well, many things can be accomplished with scalar energy. Really, it's mind-boggling what you can do with scalar energy. In particular, I've devised instruments that allow me to control scalar energy. And in so doing, I can control matter. I can control physical matter. So in specific, I use scalar energy to either assemble matter or to disassemble matter. It's phenomenal what control scalar energy will afford over the physical universe. So in particular,
now this isn't like being beamed up. I mean, it's not like the Star Trek thing where you get beamed up, is it?
Well, let's look at Star Trek. Many of you are familiar with that programming. in Star Trek, you could actually see some type of an energy field, some type of a force field, in which you could actually dematerialize, and then you could travel and perhaps reassemble, rematerialize in another location. Now, that indeed is possible. And in many ways, I am achieving that in a smaller scale, to a smaller scope, than what you would witness on the Star Trek series. So what am I saying? Scalar energy allows me to either materialize or dematerialize matter. Everything has a geometry. Everything has a specific atomic and molecular geometry to it. I have devised with my scalar energy instruments a means to, if you will, deconstruct, disassemble the geometry of germs, pathogens such as bacteria and fungi. I've been very successful in so doing. And the only reason I can say that is because I'm working with a primal force in nature. Scalar energy is a fundamental force. That fundamental force allows me to do things to matter, in this case germs, that you really could not achieve with the electromagnetic spectrum.
So really, we are on the frontier of some space-age medicine here.
Yes,
and
we
some
are.
Space-age wellness.
Yes, we are.
And so what are some of the experiences people are having with this divine energy?
I would consider what I'm doing, perhaps some people might call it information energy or information medicine. I have had great success, favorable success, in taking scalar energy and directing this, broadcasting scalar energy, and in so doing, I'm able to deconstruct, disassemble pathogens inside the human body, as well as disassembling pathogens inside the body of animals. Now, again, this is starlight energy that I'm working with. Scalar energy is not electrical in nature. Scalar energy is the energy of the cosmos. And I'm able to take this energy. It's quite benign when you understand how to use it and how to implement it. I am taking this starlight energy. I am projecting it into a person or into an animal. And in so doing, I can control that energy, and I'm able to break apart, I'm able to disassemble germs in the process. Well, I've done this routinely now for the past 20 years. I've perfected this technique, and what I see are significant improvements in not only human health, but in animal health. So my contention is this: this process that I have developed will eventually open up the door for people around the world to address pathogenic infection and to do so in a consummate fashion so that with energy we can disassemble, with energy we can eradicate the cause of disease, which is the germ, the pathogen itself.
Well, that is going to bring us into a great break in about 1 minute. So let's sum it up here in 1 minute. Tom, you're saying that this divine energy has the capacity to really change the landscape of the future. So is this widely accepted in science yet?
It's not. Frankly, my research is groundbreaking. I don't think there's anyone in the world who is conducting research like mine. The purpose of this radio broadcast is essentially to herald my work and to make it known. I think this has, again, great potential to help the human race.
Well, we are so flattered that you would choose us to be those heralds with you and to join in this celebration of a new frontier of wellness. And so we're going to cut real quick to a break and be right back with the Divine Energy Radio Show. So welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We're here with research scientist and inventor Tom Palladino, and he's telling us about really the future of wellness. And what's very exciting, it may sound strange, but we all understand that we live in an energy universe. And in fact, our bodies are like little energy universes of atoms and molecules in rotation around each other, much like the planets of the cosmos. And so please, Tom, do continue to tell us. You know, I think folks might have a question. You know, if this energy is so pervasive, how can we be sure that it's doing us good?
Of course. Energy has to be controlled appropriately. And if you can control scalar energy, then you can make it your servant. Well, that's what I've done. I've taken scalar energy. I've devised instruments that I can control it. And in so doing, I'm able to direct this energy to do what? Well, in particular, as our conversation has run, I'm able to disassemble, to deconstruct germs, such as viruses, bacteria, fungi, protozoan. Now, imagine what that means. By a simple process, by a painless process, I can eradicate thousands upon thousands of germs that infect the human body. Now, if I can do that by controlling scalar energy, that opens up the door to a new branch of medicine, if you will. That opens up the possibility to finally to be able to address pathogenic infection and do so in a consummate fashion and to eradicate the causative agent. Diseases have a causative agent, that is the germ itself, and if you can remove that causative agent, then essentially the symptoms of the disease will either dissipate or disappear entirely. So it's the instrumentation that I have. It's the control over scalar energy that allows me to do this. I've developed these instruments over the years. I've perfected these scalar energy instruments. These instruments allow me to have control over the physical universe. And in so doing, I have the ability then to what? To control physical matter. I can actually change the atomic and molecular structure of physical matter.
Now, is it all matter? Are you talking about microscopic matter?
I'm working with molecules. I would say anything at a molecular level, I believe within my sights right now, I could in some way change its structure, its geometry. In specific, I'm concentrating a great deal of my work on pathogens, which are what? Unicelled microorganisms. I have had success in many ways working with other substances such as minerals or metals, etc. That is another chapter of my research. As this work unfolds, I'm sure I will have a greater understanding how to affect, if you will, all of the elements in the periodic table.
Fascinating.
Yes.
And so, as the primal energy, you believe that this energy is a creative energy. True?
Exactly. I believe the entire universe is called into being. The entire universe has structure, order by way of scalar energy. So hence my statement is scalar energy is the intelligence, is responsible for the geometry of the entire universe. Finally, we're finding ourselves into the wheel work of nature. Nikola Tesla always remarked that if mankind finally understood non-physical science and the ability of light to impart information, that's what we're doing. We're taking scalar light and we're imparting information. Once we can achieve that in Nikola Tesla's words, we are in the wheel work of the universe. We can essentially control the physical universe.
And so scalar technology uses light to communicate information.
That's correct. Scalar energy carries information. Scalar energy is a carrier wave of intelligence. Many people think of energy in the terms of perhaps fire and heat. Well, that does some justice to energy, but that really is an attenuated understanding of energy. Energy is intelligence. Energy carries information. Scalar energy, in my estimation, is a direct manifestation from God. Hence, scalar energy carries instructions from God.
Okay, so that's why folks don't have to be frightened by it, because it's actually the same energy that's holding them together.
That's correct. I'll give a corollary to that. I firmly believe that the Ark of the Covenant was a scalar energy instrument. Many people have studied the Ark of the Covenant, and this Ark of the Covenant had peculiar characteristic properties. Well, in my estimation, those peculiar characteristics were scalar energy characteristics. Scalar energy, again, is a direct manifestation from God. I firmly believe that the Ark of the Covenant that we read about in the Old Testament was a scalar energy instrument. And that instrument, that sacred object, essentially gave expression to God. That was, if you will, the Word of God in action.
This is some heavy stuff, Tom.
This is very deep.
We're getting into interdimensional realities of the existence of the Word of God holding everything together with what you say is the divine energy. And what I'm also hearing you say is that you believe this was given to you divinely for the betterment of mankind.
That's correct. I firmly believe that my wisdom, my knowledge has come from God. There's no way that I could possibly have done this myself. So I give the credit to God. The purpose of my research is to help people. This is not a commercial endeavor. The purpose of what I'm doing is to give to mankind this gift from God. Essentially, a scalar energy instrument is the modern-day equivalent of the Ark of the Covenant. So if God would bequeath his mercy and his compassion on mankind by way of the Ark of the Covenant, well, we could fast forward that now a few thousand years. And today, scalar energy is being revisited. Once we truly understand scalar energy, we will see what a great gift, what a great benefit this will be likewise for mankind.
Wow. So does this also, have you noticed, when you're working with people, with the energy, do you notice also an emotional benefit? Do people talk about emotional and spiritual benefits from encountering this scalar energy?
Many people, that's a great question, thank you. Many people have relayed to me that they have a sense of peace, a sense of tranquility when I'm working with scalar energy, when I administer scalar energy to them. And that would only stand to reason. Again, scalar energy is a direct manifestation from God. This energy, this light, is a divine light directly from the Godhead. Well, in so doing, if we can immerse ourselves in this divine light, that's nothing but, if you will, this presence of God. We are actually being enveloped in this divine envelope from God. So my experience is, yes, it's quite favorable. People tell me that their emotions are usually in a state of bliss. They're very happy. It brings tranquility to many people. Some people have gone as far as to tell me that they can deal with
their
problems.
Oh, Tom, this is amazing. But we've got to take a quick break, and we want to hear more when we come back. Thank you so much for listening to the Divine Energy Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight with research scientist and inventor Tom Palladino, who is describing the effect of a breakthrough technology he's developed that it uses quantum scalar energy to bring the body and soul and spirit, as we've just been talking, back into a higher state of harmony and as it would appear, consciousness. Tom was just describing some of the emotional effects from those he has worked with his technology. Please do continue, Tom.
Sure. Scalar energy has shown itself to produce a state of tranquility. Many people that I work with, many people that I administer this energy to, tell me that they feel a state of peace. Some people have gone as far as to tell me that they no longer have the bouts of depression that they once had. It's fascinating to me. Again, this is divine energy. It is energy that carries intelligence. Scalar energy carries intelligence, and it does seem to have a profound effect for many people on their emotional state.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Really, you know, it's not like we're separated beings. We're a whole being, and every thought and emotion in the body is a chemical and electromagnetic reaction. And so it would follow, if scalar energy truly is the primal energy, that it would be able to influence both realms.
Yes.
And so that's very exciting that you're getting those reports, because we really have staggering numbers of people taking antidepressants right now and having difficulty with depression. And so how wonderful to consider the possibilities of perhaps not needing to take a pill to yes. feel better, but maybe having some divine energy to help the soul regain its primal essence, as it were, if I'm following you, Tom.
Yes.
So do we have any callers at this time, gentlemen at the board? You know, we had one call come in, and it did get disconnected, and we've had trouble with the phone board. So please do keep trying. Don't give up. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your story. It's very important for everyone. This is something so new that they need to hear what your experience has been. And so, Tom, perhaps you could tell us about some of your cases to encourage the people about what this might mean to them personally.
Sure. Before I really get into that, I want to explain that scalar energy is different, again, than that of electricity. When I work with scalar energy people, I'm able to direct this energy to a person, and all I need is a photograph of that person in order to direct it to them. Now, let me explain quickly. A photograph captures their scalar energy, and when I take a photograph of a person and I place it inside my instrument, I can immediately make a connection between my instrument and the person. All of this is done by way of a photograph. Well, I frequently administer this energy to people throughout the world, and I have, frankly, incredible testimonials coming in from people around the world that I am working with, that I am administering this energy to. In so doing, the testimonials tell me a story. The story is that germs are being eradicated. Now, if you can do that, and you can do that routinely and painlessly with scalar energy, then the upshot, the results are people are going to respond favorably. Their health is going to be restored. So that's the encouragement. I've done this hundreds of thousands of times. I've treated over 100,000 people in my lifetime. I treat people 7 days a week, and my results are incredible. It all calls to mind the cause and effect relationship of scalar energy.
Of really the invisible world and the physical world coming together.
That's correct. I've had some favorable success recently in treating people with Ebola. I believe scalar energy will allow me to control, to disassemble the Ebola virus. And those people that I have worked with thus far with Ebola, invariably their symptoms abate after I begin my treatments. So it appears that what I am doing is going to be a crucial development in the fight against Ebola.
Oh, well, how are you? I have one question lingering, Tom. How does the photograph figure in? How does that direct the energy properly? That is such a mystery.
Sure. To start with an analogy, let's say we have two cell phones. Those two cell phones can communicate with one another. You don't need a physical wire, a connection between those two cell phones. Well, I've discovered that with my scalar energy instruments. I certainly don't need a physical wire between my instrument and a person. When I administer this energy, I understand that scalar energy is a paradigm. It is a hologram. And a photograph allows me to capture a person's harmonic and then broadcast energy to that specific person, no matter where they're located in the world. So all of this lends itself to the fact that scalar energy is an information system. And a photograph simply serves to direct that energy from my instrument to the person. So a photograph, if you will, is much like a satellite or much like a radio. It can receive information. And that's how I can access a person anywhere in the world by way of their photograph.
That gives photographs a whole new depth of perception, doesn't it?
Yes,
they
it does.
Really, they carry information.
Yes, they
really,
do.
What it does is it kind of takes the curtain away, and we're seeing a world of information. And this world of information is from what you're saying and actually from what we're hearing about is a totally untouched realm. And the vastness of it is so great. And we're just beginning to scratch the surface. It is so amazing that a photograph would carry enough information to direct energy to that person. But it is not, you know, at this point, that the advances that are being made on a daily basis, we cannot put anything beyond the realm of possibility, which is really the whole principle behind quantum mechanics, is that all possibilities exist at any given time. So we're very excited about this, and I hope that people understand how the information of a photo could actually be used to transfer more information, because you're dealing in an information realm. But this is it truly, you know, what we would love to see is we would love to see broader testing and broader usage of something that could potentially hold the promise. Do you have any people that are getting behind you, Tom, and helping with this cause?
I would say to this point it's been a grassroots effort. Many people are interested, but it's not been specifically from a university or a scientific body. Hopefully that will change in the future. Hopefully this will serve to galvanize a lot of people to action. What we're trying to do here is very simple, people. We're trying to educate people that scalar energy is indeed a reality, that scalar energy is indeed capable of improving human health. We have established that time and time again. We have to now move on, and we have to start incorporating this around the world. Again, this is a great gift from God.
Let's talk about this more, Tom, because you're really hitting on something that I think is dear to everyone's heart. And we're going to come right back with research scientist and inventor Tom Palladino in just a moment. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist and inventor Tom Palladino, who has developed a scalar technology, information technology, that is communicating on the energy level with tremendous results. Now, Tom, you were just talking about kind of getting a grassroots thing going on, and sort of your purpose in this broadcast is to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, so that people can be acquainted with something and maybe begin to want to pursue more information on the topic. So what's the best way for them to find out more, Tom?
It probably would suit them to visit my website, which is selfhealgo.com. And therein you'll find many articles that I've written about scalar energy and essentially how I've taken scalar energy and I've reduced it, if you will. I've made it very palatable. It should be easy to understand in the way that I present this life force energy. So the key to this is understanding. The key to this is education. My website is that step in the right direction, I would hope.
So that website, again, is
selfhealgo.com.
And self is S as in summer, E-L, F as in future, heal as in H-E-A-L, and then go.com. Is
that's
that
correct.
It?
That's correct. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be the best place for everyone to take the next step in learning more. And you have offered them a plethora of learning materials at that site so they can perform the due diligence and really dig into this and get into the science of it. Because at some time or another, every scientific discovery was just that. It was something brand new that no one have ever heard of. And if it had not been for the diligence of those who wanted to know, who wanted to learn, it might have remained a secret. If the cat hadn't got out of the bag and someone hadn't been bold enough like you, Tom, to bring it out to the people so they can decide for themselves if this is something they want. I mean, we've all dreamed about something like this. And so, Tom, maybe you would get us in a bit to some of your case studies now.
Sure.
So that the people can relate it to their own lives and what it might mean for them personally.
Okay, sure. Well, this is rather topical. As you realize, people, there's an Ebola crisis around the world right now. Well, in particular, I've been working with the two nurses in Dallas, Texas, Nina Pham and Amber Vinson. I have been sending them scalar energy, and in so doing, I've been able to disassemble the Ebola virus. Now, if you recall that these two nurses out of Dallas, both of them have made a quick and a significant recovery from the Ebola infection. Well, it's my contention that what I am doing is serving to eradicate the Ebola virus. Again, in order for me to treat a person, all I need is a photograph of that person. Well, if I may, the Ebola crisis is something to be taken quite seriously. I have demonstrated that scalar energy is capable of addressing this virus, the Ebola virus. And I offer to you that the two cases of these two nurses and the speedy recovery that both have made, essentially the medical community has said that both individuals, Nina Pham and Amber Vinson, are now Ebola-free, that they are testing negative. There is no viral load for the Ebola virus. Well, again, I have been administering scalar energy to both individuals. I believe their rapid recovery is due, at least in part, to these administration, if you will, of this divine energy, this life force energy.
Well, truly, if it is the divine energy of God, I would imagine anyone could benefit from having some of it. I would be like, serve me up one pronto. Give me some of that divine energy. And one thing we do also know about divine energy is that it's love.
Yeah.
It's love. And so people don't have anything to fear from love. And so that's the beauty of it. So do tell us some other case studies, Tom.
Sure. Throughout the course of a day, I usually treat on average at least, say, 6, 7, perhaps as many as 8,000 people a day. And many of the testimonials that I receive are from people who have had long-standing pathogenic infection. People have told me that after treating them with scalar energy, that the herpes symptoms, people had viral infection by way of herpes, that their symptoms begin to dissipate. In many cases, they no longer have any symptoms of herpes. Now, many of these people will subsequently obtain some type of a viral load test. And invariably, the viral load test will come back negative. It will render an undetectable viral load for the herpes virus. Now, all of this might sound extraordinary, and it is, but how is it that this can happen? Well, again, I am working with scalar energy. It's different from that of electricity. So the results that I am getting with scalar energy, frankly, I don't think anybody can achieve this with electricity or magnetism. Scalar energy allows me to break apart, to deconstruct a germ, a virus. And again, as a matter of fact, many people who have approached me and asked me to treat them, many of these people have had a herpes infection, and after my treatments, the tests are proving that there is no longer any viral load of the herpes virus.
Well, you know, Tom, I was just reading an article on Alzheimer's, and they were saying that there's a direct connection with that virus and Alzheimer's in the latest studies. So really, it's a cold sore, nothing to take lightly, because it's a vicious virus and it has neurodegenerative effects, according to the latest research. So this holds great promise, Tom. Do tell us some more stories.
Sure.
Of your case studies.
Sure. Many people who approach me have told me that perhaps they had tuberculosis sometime in their life. Well, tuberculosis is caused commonly by a bacterium, Mycobacterium tuberculosis. And frankly, many people still have this bacterium in their body. It's latent, but it's still there. Well, invariably, when I treat people with scalar energy, many people who have had problems with TB, tuberculosis, have told me that after my treatments that they feel better. Well, subsequent to my treatments, a few months thereafter, many people will tell me that they no longer have any symptoms associated with tuberculosis. They feel this capacity to be able to breathe without any discomfort. So if we just look at it in that context, that scalar energy could be used as a means to address tuberculosis around the world. Well, again, TB is a very serious threat to human health. Now, perhaps not so much in this country due to our hygiene, but in other parts of the world, many people are still suffering from tuberculosis. So, again, I am able, with scalar energy, to control physical matter. And my research right now is focused on controlling germs, bacteria, viruses, fungi. Well, again, this opens up a new realm, a new way of looking at pathogenic infection, and to be able to, in a consummate fashion, to be able to address pathogenic infection.
Wow. And you're saying that it has no limit as far as distance goes.
That's what I found with scalar energy. Again, it's not electricity. Scalar energy, when I broadcast it, it does not weaken. Its signal will never attenuate. So scalar energy does not experience entropy. It does not experience weakening, as does electricity. So this is a different type of energy. So when I'm able to work with scalar energy, I can broadcast it anywhere in the world, and the signal never weakens. So the signal remains strong.
This is so amazing, and we're going to come back one more time and talk again about it. And thank you for joining us for the Divine Energy Radio Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We're here with research scientist and inventor Tom Palladino, and he was talking about his scalar technology that is a way that can be sent anywhere in the world without any dissipation of signal. Now, that is absolutely fascinating. Tom, when did you first learn about scalar energy? What was your first inspiration?
As a youngster, I read about Nikola Tesla, and Tesla was centuries ahead of us people. Nikola Tesla, many of you are familiar with him, the great Serbian scientist. Tesla worked a great deal, especially the latter part of his life, with scalar energy. And the discoveries that Tesla made were just incredible. And therefrom, the inventions that he was able to produce, the inventions were likewise as prodigious, as incredible. To this day, nobody has really replicated Nikola Tesla's work. And in large part, that's because he was working with scalar energy, and he was the master. He knew how to control. He knew how to work with scalar energy. And Tesla's discoveries and his subsequent inventions all call to mind the fact that he was working with scalar energy, and he was able to do something that has hitherto never been repeated in many cases.
Well, I have heard through the grapevine that certain mathematicians and scientists actually believe that when his works were seized in the various events that occurred when he lost his benefactors and such, that his formulas were changed so that free energy might not be pulled out of the atmosphere by anyone else in the future. But I think what's so exciting is researchers such as yourself have managed to circumvent that obstacle and bring the miracle of the possibilities of his work into fruition, into the future. I know it would make him very happy. So we were talking then, Tom, about sending this beam across the whole world. Now, if you're sending it across the whole world, is it going to affect everyone in the world?
Well, it can be directed once again, Lene. Scalar energy can be pinpointed. It can be directed. So you have the ability to direct it at a person or a group of people, or you could actually broadcast scalar energy and affect a wide region, if you will, a significant geographical region. That's the beauty of scalar energy. It can be controlled. That's the key, and that's what Tesla discovered. He was able to control. He was able to have a command over this energy.
And so, therefore, it can be appropriated probably for many different uses, and you're just beginning to scratch the surface at all the possibilities that really do exist
with
advanced technology.
Scalar energy someday will serve to change telecommunications. It will be used as a relatively inexpensive source of power. Scalar energy eventually will replace coal and fossil fuels. Eventually, scalar energy will be used in highly favored as opposed to that of nuclear fission. Scalar energy, in my estimation, will serve to change the course of human history. And I believe that the work that I'm doing and that other scalar energy researchers are doing, we're laying the groundwork, if you will. We're preparing the world for this new event, this unheralded, unprecedented energy that will serve to free mankind. Scalar energy will remove the shackles from mankind.
Wow. That is some heavy stuff, Tom. Now, do tell us also, there is a beneficial effect, aside from also, taking apart the chaos of pathogens. There's also a beneficial effect on regular homeostasis to the body that you had described earlier. Could you go into more how the scalar energy brings harmony into the physical body?
I believe scalar energy will serve to balance our seven chakras. Now, many of you are familiar with the seven chakras of the body. Well, the chakras are composed of scalar energy themselves. So everybody has seven chakras. Those seven chakras are seven points of light. And those points of light are composed of scalar energy. Hence, a high-powered scalar energy instrument should serve to auto-direct, if you will, our seven chakras. Now, I have found this repeatedly every time I treat people with scalar energy, that scalar energy has a profound effect on our seven chakras. And in so doing, our chakras are what? Again, points of light that send information throughout our body. So a scalar energy treatment can serve to correct the seven chakras of the body. And in so doing, then our seven chakras are sending out correct, proper information throughout our body. So we are dealing with an informational system. This is, again, informational medicine. And in so doing, we're able to correct some emotional disorders and perhaps also lend itself to the physical realm by correcting, by balancing the seven chakras.
Those are the energy centers of the body, as you said. And then also, modern science has recently discovered that there's an entire energy field around the body. We used to call it the aura back in the old hippie days, but really they've documented it now, and they're calling it the biofield.
Yeah.
And the top researchers in the nation are saying that this biofield is an information field.
That's correct.
And they've also been saying that disruptions in this information field affect the physical body. So really, Tom, what they're saying and what you're saying seems to be the same thing, really.
Yes, it is. Thank you. That's a great analogy. It is an information field. And some might call it a biofield. Some might call it an auric field. It is indeed a scalar energy presence. Scalar energy is information, people, as we've mentioned. Scalar energy carries information. So our bodies are composed of scalar energy, and hence our bodies have that information. All of this is a divine information, a divine intelligence. All of us are very special. Each person is unique. Each person has a specific scalar energy harmonic, specific scalar energy instructions that constitute our soul, our mind, and our body. I firmly believe that everybody, for instance, has a soul. The human soul is composed of scalar energy. Every soul is that of scalar light.
Wow. That is, you know, I start to go off into the universes when I'm hearing you talk, Tom. This is a real expansion chance this evening. This broadcast is a chance to expand your mind and open yourself up to the future of what lays before us with energy medicine, which, by the way, I know the National Institute of Health in the United States has recognized it as a viable form of medicine. And they're talking about Reiki and laying on of hands and things that are also invisible that you can't see but have been documented to have profound positive physical effects. So this really doesn't seem to be that much of a jump or a skip beyond that, really, when you're talking about the advancements that you've made with your technology, Tom. So in a nutshell, what would you say to someone, and we've got just a minute left before our next break, what would you say to someone if they're thinking maybe they should try this? What would be your inducement to encourage them one way or the other?
Sure. Scalar energy is a energy from God. It's a direct manifestation from God. I am working with scalar energy instruments that allow me to control this divine light, this divine energy. Now, with that said, that should pique anybody's curiosity. If I can work with a perfect energy, not electricity, electricity is not perfect, electricity is imperfect. If I'm able to work with a perfect energy, then you will partake in this divine essence. You will be under this influence of divine energy. That in itself should be an inducement for anybody to consider scalar energy treatments.
Oh, Tom, that was wonderful. And really, really, what has anyone got to lose but to open themselves up to the infinite? And that has been our show for this evening at the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist and inventor Tom Palladino. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back real soon.